All right, everybody. Well, welcome to the San Diego Padres St. Louis Cardinals postgame show. I'm your host, Born A.K. Hogg. Really, really tough loss. Listen, we're going to make it quick. It's Memorial Day weekend. I know not a lot of y'all are going to be in the stream today. Y'all are spending time with your family. It's a great, cherished holiday. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Listen, the Padres get absolutely tormented by the St. Louis Cardinals. The Padres are the better team, but the Cardinals today showed that they're the better organization. Eric Hosmer is trending downwards. Machado makes his return from the tennis elbow PCP injection. This offense is a big grind. Welcome to the postgame live stream show, everybody. Listen, today's going to be quick, concise, short. I'm going back to LA very shortly. We'll be back in the Hog headquarters tomorrow. Hopefully, me going back to LA means the Padres are going to win some more baseball games coming up. We're 30-18. We got the fourth best record in Major League Baseball, but there are a lot of issues with this team. Jose Azokar, have a day. We're going to get right into this postgame recap. Again, smash the like button. Welcome to the Hog Watch, everybody. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog here. It is what it is today. It's one game, but this team is becoming boring and tough to watch right now. I'm telling you right now, everybody, this team right now is not fun to watch right now. Again, a very cherished Memorial Day to everybody. I hope everyone's having a fantastic day. It's a great holiday, and it's proud to be an American. So the Padres lose 6-3 to the St. Louis Cardinals. Paul Goldschmidt extends his hitting streak to 20 games, which is absolutely unbelievable. The dude's hitting .352, 10 home runs, 11 now, and we talk about Machado having an MVP bid. There's just a lot better players right now performing at a higher clip than Manny Machado, one being Paul Goldschmidt right now. Nick Martinez, you know, we struggle with Nick Martinez giving him a lot of crow, but Nick goes 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 2 strikeouts, 4 walks. Listen, it wasn't pretty yet again for Nick. He wasn't efficient. He allowed a lot of hits to the St. Louis Cardinals, I believe, 7 to be exact. Nevertheless, everybody, Nick Martinez got his job done. Yet again, the amount of quality starts from Padres pitching has been, you know, unbelievable. Shashinkshi says April Haas flukes us every year, man. I'm telling you, it's frustrating. We'll talk about Haas. Nick was fine. We'll talk about the Jake Cronenworth error that led to the two-run shot, which was a big blow. But, you know, we'll talk about Eric Hosmer as well. Listen, the MO today was Nick Martinez. He did his job. Listen, he's not going to ever give you 7 innings, no-run ball like Mackenzie Gore did yesterday. But Nick Martinez is doing his job. And, guys, if he's the 7th best starter on this Padres team, I think it says a lot about the direction this team is going towards. Again, everybody, smash the like button. We are giving away an Abel Chrismat jersey, by the way, if we hit 4,000 subscribers, okay? If we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th, we will be giving away an Abel Chrismat jersey. We got 10 days to go, and I'm excited to hopefully give it away. Again, it's Memorial Day. I know not a lot of y'all are going to be in the stream today, but we have a few things, okay? We have a few things we need to discuss. This offense, the Padres actually had 11 hits today. They had more hits than the St. Louis Cardinals, believe it or not. Where's everybody tuning in from, by the way? Where is everybody tuning in from? I want to show you guys something. Again, the Padres right here, they had more hits than the Cardinals today, believe it or not. Nevertheless, they weren't timely. And the one thing the Cardinals do that the San Diego Padres don't is that the Cardinals hit for power. The Padres don't. 2 more home runs today for the St. Louis Cardinals. None for the San Diego Padres. The Padres did hit 2 yesterday. This Gorman kid, guys. This Gorman kid. This guy, Nolan Gorman, is going to be an absolute superstar. His plate approach, his demeanor, that kid is really, really, really good. And the Cardinals found themselves a keeper, just absolutely shellacked the San Diego Padres. You go next, Paul Goldschmidt had his 2 home runs. So here's basically the scoring recap of the game, everybody. It seems like whenever the Padres start out first, it doesn't go their way. Jerickson Profar, have another day. Listen, I want to talk about Jerickson Profar. We've been talking about Jerickson. He has been an absolute revelation as of late for the San Diego Padres. I'm hearing reports that Profar, you know, at this rate, he's going to opt out. Of a $7.5 million player option, because Jerickson Profar has been absolutely unbelievable for the San Diego Padres. You see that .233 average and you're like, Hog, that's a bit low. He's 6th in major leagues on walks. He has an extremely high on base percentage. Okay. He has 6 home runs. Jerickson Profar has actually been really, really good for the San Diego Padres this year. And I think now is about to pass Will Myers for the 3rd best batting average of the team. So, and he provides, I think, 2nd or 3rd in teams in home runs. We'll talk about Manny Machado, who had a bad day, looked pretty bad at the plate, had the RBI at the end of the game. But we go up 1-0, and then Jake Cronenworth makes a really crucial error in that third inning, I believe. And it was a really, really tough error that allowed Tommy Edman, the La Jolla Country Day product, to get on base. Amir, you say he's not opting out. So Amir, you don't think Jurickson Profar is opting out, huh? So there's an article published yesterday, actually, by MLB Trade Rumors talking about Profar, and now he could be a big candidate of opting out. I just put it in the link of the chat. So because he's actually having a really, really good year for the San Diego Padres, especially when you see him going on base percentage. He's going to be a three war player this year, guys, at this rate. Nevertheless, Nolan Gorman homers to right because Jake Cornworth makes a crucial throwing error. And Martinez isn't able to locate his fastball since that error occurred, and that was that. Edman gets on base because of that. Gorman homers. There you go. Tommy Edman, man. This guy gets on base all the time. He singled again to center in the fifth. Donovan scored. Harrison Bader to third. And then the Padres showed some fight in them again. Austin Nola had a two-hit day. Nola looked pretty good. He had a big-time single. Cronenworth was able to avenge that error, had a single and a double. Nola was able to single to the left, and it became 3-2 Cardinals. Nevertheless, everybody, it's been a really rough last month for Steven Wilson. He started off very, very good. There was rumors that he was tipping his pitches, but I think he shot those down pretty quickly. But some of these major league hitters have gotten his number. He was able to get Albert on base. Paul Goldschmidt. Wilson got ahead of the count. By the way, this is brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. Goldschmidt took him deep, crushed a high fastball to left field, and that was basically that. The Padres show a little bit of fight in that ninth inning with the Machado single. They were able to get some hits, which was pretty nice to see. I guess you can hopefully take that with you tomorrow, but they were able to get some hits, I guess, off Helsley. But besides that, everybody, that was that. This is a Cardinals team that has some expectations this year, but this San Diego Padre team's got to be better. I mean, this Padre team needs to be better than this Cardinal team. It can often be at the point where these two teams are fighting for a playoff spot. And I said it yesterday. This Padre team is better, okay? But which organization would you rather take a bet with? That's the biggest question. Right? Which one would you rather – what organization would you bet on? What organization would you bet on, right? So that's that, okay? Nevertheless, the Padres lose 6-3. I'm giving away a Machado bobblehead. It's Memorial Day weekend. We got to get into the top hogs. We got to get into the hog washes of the night, okay? Y'all ready for it? Y'all ready for this? The all-anticipated, the first, I'm telling y'all, the first Hogwash Award of the year for Eric Hosmer. The first. Here it is, everybody. The Cardinals are a more stable team with good pitching and a good offense. Yeah, that's fair. That's really fair. So here it is, everybody. Eric Hosmer, one of your Hogwashes of the night. Listen, Eric Hosmer's just been, you know, he's been struggling lately. And we really wanted to believe, right? We really wanted to believe that April Haas was, not a fluke and that Eric Hosmer actually would be able to get it going and turning it around. Unfortunately, it looks like Haas is going in the wrong direction again. I would hope I'm wrong. But Eric Hosmer is definitely slumping. He doesn't look the same at the plate. A lot of weak pop-ups, ground balls again. Driving the ball, 0-5 today, and it is what it is. It is what it is. You would hope, right? You would hope that he's able to turn it around. What are you guys concerned with Eric Hosmer? Do you think he's coming back down to earth? I mean, it's clear that he's coming back down to earth. But I don't know. He's my first hogwash, and my second hogwash is Steven Wilson, guys, who just, you know, hasn't been really good, for the last month or so, which is really tough to hear. Nevertheless, if you see a change, Jose Azokar is your top hog, and Jurickson Profar has received another top hog. So that's fantastic to see that those two. Listen, everybody, Jurickson Profar is really starting to produce right now. I mean, he is being a big-time integral part to the leadoff spot for the San Diego Padres. And Hosmer's OPS, as Sam says, is almost down below 800 now. Nevertheless, everybody, those are your top hogs, hog washes of the night. We got to talk about Jose Azokar, who's been really, really, really nice for the San Diego Padres. I have a question for you, Chat. When Will Myers comes back, do you start Jose Azokar every day over Trent Grisham in center field? Jose Azokar not only gives you a speed threat, but he's showing that he has a better bat too, which is, you know, which is looking really big time for the San Diego Padres. That's great to see. That's great to see. But it's really looking like Jose Azokar could potentially take Trent Grisham's spot, because I don't know how many more times you can start Grisham over Azokar. Of course, we want Trent Grisham. Of course, we want Trent Grisham to get it going. But at what expense if he's going to hurt the team, right? Because obviously he hit the walk-off blast yesterday, but it doesn't seem like what Trent Grisham's doing is sustainable right now. Jose Azokar looks really good. He looks really good at the plate. Jose Azokar not only had the two hits today, or I think he had three hits today at the end, but nevertheless, what Jose Azokar did, he made a really nice defensive play in right field too, gunning down the runner in the first inning. So lots of great, great plays by Jose Azokar today. Azokar for the Padres, 2-for-3 today, a walk. His batting average is at .259 this year. He's got the third highest on the team. I know, smaller sample size behind Hosmer and Machado. Whereas Trent Grisham, another 0-for day for Trent, which is kind of starting to become the norm for Trent Grisham, who just hasn't really found a consistent approach all season long. So it is what it is, guys. It really is what it is. But Jose Azokar, Jurickson Profar, your top hogs of the day. Eric Hosmer, Steven Wilson, your hog washes of the day. This is for my YouTube audience. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Smash the like button. Subscribe to the Hog Watch. It's been brought to you by betonline.ag. It's been your boy Hog, and I'm signing out. Peace. All right, everybody, listen, won't make this one super long, all right? But this has just been a pretty weird. I'm trying to pay somebody for a jersey swap right now, so hold on. We're going to give away this Manny Machado bobblehead right now, all right? Y'all ready for this? I have a wheel of, like, I think 50 of the entries, so come on, guys, let's be real. Padres baseball is a little boring right now. Let's talk about it. You know, Padres baseball is just boring right now. You know, I know it's Memorial Day, but it's boring. You know, I felt forced on that one. It's just the quality of these games. No, it's not even the dog days, Morshu. It's just like, it's honestly just bad quality baseball. And the Padres have been able to get some wins out of it somehow. I mean, taking 2 out of 3 from the Pirates. But just from that, starting from that homestand, it just hasn't felt the same. It just, this team isn't playing with as much excitement as I would like right now. You know, welcome to the postgame show, everybody. I know it's hard to hit the like button on the stream, but we're rounding out May. We got some awesome things. I'm about to debut to the channel. Guys, we have some new merchandise stuff that I'm probably going to debut at the end of the week, some new emojis. So all these exciting things, hopefully I can debut them when we have some more excitement, because right now it's boring. Because, you know, listen, we look at the 11 hits from the San Diego Padres. I don't know, but how many of those hits were singles? I know Jake Cronenworth had a double. Is that the only extra base hit today? Chat, I'm trying to remember. Oh, Azokar had a double too. I think the Padres had 11 hits today, but I think only 2 of them were extra base hits. I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, we see a lot of these hits, but every day we see a lot of these hits, but we suck right now on extra base hits. And you know, Jake Cronenworth it was really nice to see Jake have a 2-hit day. Listen, I think we're somewhere in the middle with Jake that I want to discuss. With Jake Cronenworth, his stock was way too high, but he's also slumping way too bad right now. There's something in the middle. He's going to have this natural adjustment. But I'm telling y'all, we just need some of these singles to turn into doubles. It's really going to change the way that this team can just get runs across the plate. It's not even about hitting home runs. I'm telling you. It's not even about hitting home runs. It's really just about getting some of these singles and turning them into doubles. And I think I want this team to be even more aggressive on the base pads. If your name is Jurickson Profar, heck, Manny Machado, Jake Cronenworth, Ha-Sung Kim, Trent Grisham, Jose Azokar, you should be trying to steal if you get on first base regardless. This team has the inability to drive in a lot of runs across the home plate. you know, that's just the fact of the matter. So they need to be ultra aggressive on the base pads, even if it comes at the expense of this San Diego Padres team. I mean, it's really just extra base hits right now. Sure, you can say this team needs to hit more home runs. Absolutely. But guys, TiVo makes a good point too. And again, if you're new to the channel, subscribe, join the Hogwatch. I do want to show you guys something. All right. We have all these entrants, okay? We have everybody entering their names for this Manny Machado bobblehead. I will be spinning the wheel a little later in the stream, all right? We got stupid ads here as well, but I will be spinning the wheel a little later in the live stream to see who is going to win this Manny Machado bobblehead. So stay tuned, everybody. Nevertheless, Shohei Ohtani Enthusiast Japan Edition, what's up? Is that Ben? 500 baseball is the best we can ask for playing like this, but our starters are going to get fatigued. Listen, the starting pitching just isn't going to continue like this. And you know what's insane? You know, Nick Martinez, you know, you'd be the first one to say that Martinez wasn't even great today. But 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, had to get on the wheel, okay? Real quick. 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. It is what it is. You know, I think our expectations are super high. Did you follow me on Instagram? Did you subscribe to the channel and like and retweet that tweet? Because if not, you're not on the wheel. If you actually did, I made a mistake. But here's my Instagram, everybody. If you're trying to enter into the final round of this Machado bobblehead, we're going to be giving it away in 10 minutes. Subscribe to the Hogwatch and follow me on Instagram right here at the Hogwatch. So shoot me a follow over here, everybody. Nevertheless, you know, it's tough. It's tough. I'm just glad I didn't have to wake up at 3 a.m. for that because it was a UK-friendly game today. Oh, man, I'm glad you didn't have to wake up. You know, listen, it is what it is. Tomorrow, it's Mike Clevinger, I believe, coming back from the IL. So the Padres are going to be fine. But the question is, can this offense just get some more runs across? But you know, it's unfortunate because we are not giving Nick Martinez enough credit. We are not giving Nick Martinez enough credit. TiVo, I'll put your name on the wheel, man. I trust you. I trust you. I'll put your name on the wheel, man. But I'm telling you, chat, we are not giving Nick Martinez enough credit. Listen, Nick Martinez isn't going to do anything ever like Mackenzie Gore, have 9 strikeouts, 7 innings pitched, okay? Oh, it's Blake Snell tomorrow? Shit. Listen, Blake Snell was really good against Milwaukee, but I just want the win tomorrow. I just want the win tomorrow. Nevertheless, Nick Martinez was really, really good. And I think our expectations for starting pitching is so high that when Nick Martinez goes 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, it's unfortunate. Am I on the wheel? You're on the wheel now, UK Padre. It's really unfortunate. UK Padre, I hope you win. Psych, I hope you lose. Psych, I hope you win. Ugh, shipping a bobblehead to the UK, you're killing me, bub. you know, it is what it is. My biggest concern is, does our starting pitching really just need to be 1 earned run over 7? By the way, guys, here's the Machado bobblehead that I'm giving it away. Though I have one right next to me that I haven't taken out the box. The one I haven't taken out the box is the one I'll be giving away, but here she is, everybody. Here she is, everybody. This is going to one of y'all. This is a really clean collectible piece, man. This is gonna gain value over the years. So here's the Manny Machado bobblehead. I will be giving it away within probably 5 to 10 minutes on stream. So it is what it is. Nevertheless, everybody, you know, chalk it up, right? It's just one of those days. The Padres, I believe, since this homestand, the Padres are 3-4. But listen, if they play 500 baseball from today before this game until Tatis comes back, there's still going to be 13 games over 500. So, you know, we could be complaining about it, we could be frustrating about it, and this offense is a huge site for concern. But when you really look at it, we're 30-18, and you just have to keep battling and plucking along until Tatis Jr. returns. And this is the first time I believe Fernando traveled with the team. Again, everybody, we have 3,968 subscribers who've subscribed to the Hogwatch. If we hit 4,000, which means we need 32 more subscribers, okay? 32 more subscribers by June 10th. That's 10 days from now. I will be giving away a Nabil Krizmat jersey, one of those $200 jerseys. I'm going in for the Hog Watch. So go ahead and subscribe to the Hog Watch. We have year-round San Diego Padres content. Join the Padres Discord. We just hit 600 members of the Discord. Speaking of 600, I think we're about to hit 600 Instagram followers, which is all we just did, hit 600 Instagram followers. And last but not least, follow me on Twitter at the Hog Watch. Let's get to 2,000 Twitter followers, man. We'll do another giveaway if we hit 2,000 Twitter followers. But here we go, everybody. The Padres lose. This is a tough game. It is what it is. Now, I didn't see my name on the wheel. All right, chat. I'm showing the wheel, all right? Let's spin this thing. Is there anyone whose name's not on the wheel? Listen, I really went through everyone and see, you know, who follows and retweeted that tweet, all right? I mean, I don't really know what to tell y'all. I don't really know what to tell y'all. We ready to spin it? We ready to spin it, chat? How do you think this offense is it going to get better? You know, I think there's some signs, Sal, of this offense actually getting better a little bit, though. I really do, just because Profar's starting to look a lot better at the plate. I think Jake Cronenworth is starting to go in the right direction, you would hope. Everyone's saying I'm not there. Guys, there was a week. I literally gave you guys a week. I literally gave y'all a week. You have to subscribe. I'm spinning the wheel. You have to subscribe to the channel. You have to follow me on Instagram, and you had to retweet that tweet. I don't know what to tell y'all. Like, maybe I missed a name or two, but it is what it is. All right, everybody. All right, everybody. 10 seconds. Okay, Shashinsky, I'll put your name. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go. Spin it. Barbaz, whoever that is, that was so close to being Michael Montas. Barbaz, you are the winner of the Manny Machado bobblehead giveaway. DM me on Twitter if you are in the stream. Yeah, man, congratulations for winning this bobblehead, Barbaz. So, millimeters. ADHD, you didn't even retweet it. So there it is, everybody. There is your giveaway winner of Manny Machado. Congratulations to Barbaz. There you go, man. Congratulations. Shoot me a DM on Twitter. Give me that shipping information, and I will go ahead and send you your unopened Manny Machado bobblehead. Congratulations. All I ask is that you post a picture of you with it or something on Twitter and say, shout out the Hogster. I got you, man. Congratulations on your free Manny Machado bobblehead. Congratulations, my man. Give me a DM on Twitter. But listen, everybody. It is what it is. Any thoughts on Manny Machado on the elbow today? We'll hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin. I thought Machado made a nice routine play at third base at the end of the game. I'm not too worried about Machado on the elbow. The one thing that I did notice from today is that the Padres missed a lot of meatballs, as Sky says in the Padres Discord. Hanging breaking balls. Hanging and breaking balls. Barbaz, I just gave you away something. You didn't have to give me money, man, but I appreciate the donation. Hell yeah. Yes, sir, man. I appreciate the donation. Well, thanks for covering my shipping cost to you, my guy. I really appreciate it. Again, Nabil will be mine. Y'all got to spread the word of the Hog Watch. We haven't hit 4,000 yet. By June 10th, we're 30 subs away. So subscribe to the Hog Watch. And if you have not, if you know friends who are Padres fans, tell them about the Hog Watch so I can give away that Nabil Krizmat jersey. Maybe I'll give two Krizmat jerseys away. Shh. Thank you so much for your donation, Barbaz. And congratulations again for the Manny Machado bobblehead. I'm going to show you yours right now. This is yours, man. Unopened. This is yours, Barbaz. Coming to you, Manny Machado bobblehead. Congratulations, my guy. Congratulations, and thank you for the donation. What do you think we can get for Snell and a prospect? Whew, you can get a lot for Blake Snell, and it, depending on the prospect it is. So that's going to be the biggest question, right? Do the Padres deal one of those rotation guys to just help with their offense? Because right now, it's starting to look like, right, it's really starting to look like that this team could potentially deal a starter if they need offensive help. Sky, I want to ask you, because I know you're very insightful, but, you know, okay, I'll ask you guys this. The Padres can trade one of their seven starters. Which one are you trading in order to get offense? Which one are you going to trade? And give me a realistic option here. Which one are you going to trade in order to find a way to get offense? Sean, Clev, Snell. So here's my take on it. And we're gonna hear from Bob Melvin on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show. And it's tough because I'm starting to consider thinking about trading Sean Manaea. The issue is, and Sky's saying Manaea too. The issue is with Manaea, it's that he's one of our only lefties. And I know it's Goran Snell as well, but I find value in having a horse who's a left-handed pitcher. And I could be wrong, but I don't know. I just don't know if the Padres are going to re-sign him, because I doubt the Padres are going to re-sign him. And I think Manaea is eligible for a $100 million extension. But and I understand that Blake Snell has a very high ceiling, but he's never hitting it besides like three, four starts last year. You know, here's my problem with Blake Snell, everybody. I just think Blake Snell is a little mentally weak, to be quite frank with you. I really do. You know, with Blake Snell, he gets really frustrated. He gets very, very frustrated very, very quickly when things don't go his way. And it really affects his whole game. I think it really affects his whole game. Nevertheless, I want to hear from Bob Melvin on the Padres postgame show, and then we can talk about this really interesting debate. Let's hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show.
Better when he had to. You know, he had a couple of jams he had to get out of. And, you know, at the beginning of a trip when we're going to go through some pitching, we needed some innings out of him today. And it kept us in a game. Obviously, when he came out, it was still really close.
As far as the offense goes, again, a lot of traffic, but difficult getting runs and a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, you're going to get some strikeouts. But, I mean, you know, we were fighting to get some hits. You know, we're getting more and more hits. We're just not getting the big blow consistently here. But as long as we keep putting guys on base, it'll come.
Not really relevant at this point.
Chat. 13 strikeouts from the Padres today. Way too much.
Right, but the whole confusion there at home plate with Manny.
Yeah, he said that he foul tipped it and then came all the way around and knocked it out of his glove. The timing of that is literally impossible. So, unfortunately, you know, you give Manny another swing. At the time, it's a different game. I mean, who knows what, you know, we do bullpen-wise if we score a run or do something different there, but is what it is.
What was your view on the play that would have been the third out of the third inning there before the homer? Jake, did you think Jake should have made that?
He went a long ways to do it. I didn't see, it looked like it was wide of the bag. I did not see that from my angle. I know he made a great play and got a lot on the throw. It looked like it was just a little bit wide.
This is a play that we've seen him make several times.
Yeah.
I just wondered if
you know. He's really good at it. He gets a lot on.
AC.
You know, he uses his body well to get a lot on it. So it's not an easy play.
It is what it is, everybody. I thought it was a play. I thought it was a play Jake Cronenworth should have made. I thought it was a play that Jake Cronenworth should have made. So we look at this Padres order today, and it's just, you know, let's take a look at this order. You know, this is not an offense where you stat read and you're like, they suck. Because 11 hits today. 3 from Profar. Okay? 2 from Azokar. 2 from Cronenworth. And I got to give credit where credit was due. Jake Cronenworth, nice to see him have 2 hits today, 1 being for a double. Really nice to see. But the Padres had 11 hits today, and only two of them were extra base hits. Okay? That's the first issue. The second issue, as I said it again, 13 strikeouts from the San Diego Padres today. I'll say it again. 13 strikeouts from the San Diego Padres. That is not good at all. Now, let's go back to this debate. And I want to talk about Jurickson Profar. Yeah, the 2-for-4 was not good today at all. It's a great point. It's a great point, Gabriel. The 2-for-4s, guys, combined for 1 of 14 today. That's not really good at all. So let's talk about a few things. Let's go back to this debate about pitching. Who should we trade? I think we are getting to the point where we may have to trade one of these starters, because I really think this offense is really needing in a place where they need help immediately. So what do we do? We have 7 guys right now, okay? Darvish, Manaea, Musgrove, Snell, Clevinger, okay? Martinez, Gore, okay? 7 guys. We have 2 guys. We have 1 guy who's slated to return very soon in Adrian Morahone. They're going to put him into the bullpen. But the current 7 that we have right now, of course the Giants did. Of course the Giants did. What do you do? Would you rather trade, listen to this, would you rather trade Sean Manaea, who's a rental? Would you rather trade Sean Manaea, who's a rental, that you're going to lose, okay? I'm almost certain, and I could be wrong, but I am almost certain that the Padres are going to not re-sign Sean Manaea. Unless he really is struggling and he can drive down his value, but then that doesn't make sense in turn. Or would you trade Blake Snell, who has 3 years left, I believe, or 2 years left, on a very team-friendly deal? And what's pretty insane is that Mike Clevinger is still a question mark for the San Diego Padres. We have no idea what kind of we're going to get from Mike Clevinger. I personally, and Shashinksy makes a great point, I personally don't see the Padres trading Sean Manaea just because I think Bob Melvin loves him so much. You also have to consider some other factors, okay? Like the clubhouse. Blake Snell is tight with tons of Padres, including Eric Hosmer. Sean Manaea is like the teacher's pet. Nick Martinez doesn't have any value in some essence because he has a player incentivized contract. You're not going to trade Gore. You're not going to trade Musgrove. It's really hard to trade Darvish with his no trade clause. And I don't know why you would trade Darvish, because you, Darvish, I know you look at that 3.7 ERA. Throw away that ERA. The dude's been unbelievable for the Padres this year. I'd give him the ball in game 2. Would you guys agree right now that you would give you, Darvish, the ball in game 2? Joe goes game 1. Darvish goes game 2. Call me crazy. I'm giving the ball to Mackenzie Gore in game 3 right now. Call me crazy. Joe Musgrove game 1. Darvish game 2. Gore game 3. With how this is going right now, those are my top 3 pitchers in this rotation. Right now. Today. Now, I'm not saying Snell is not going to leapfrog him. I think Blake Snell has that ceiling. But today. Today. It's Musgrove game 1, it's Darvish game 2, it's Mackenzie Gore game 3. Give me the smoke. Happy Memorial Day to everybody as well. I know this is a little bit of a smaller stream. We got 100 of y'all in here. Guys, smash the like button. And I'm telling y'all, I want to give this jersey away. We are 32 subscribers away, okay? We are 32 subscribers away. I'll say it again. From 4,000 Hoggies who joined the watch. If we hit 4,000 by June 10th, I will be giving away, okay, on a Bill Chrisman jersey. By the way, everybody, by the way, you guys want some merchandise to come out soon? Quick sneak peek. Anyways, little logo cheese. Maybe in a few years, not this year. But Gore is so legit, it's unbelievable. Not at all, not hot at all, sir. He's been awesome. He's been awesome. So, you know, it is what it is. I just don't know what this team is going to do. Here's what I would ask you guys this, chat. Would you trade one of these starters for a big bat, or instead would you dive in more into the farm system and continue to cut at that depth? Whether that's Mears, whether that's Merrill, whether that's Campisano, would you continue to slash into this already thin farm system depth, or would you trade one of your starters? I think that's the biggest question. But the biggest question that looms over all of this, okay, the biggest question that looms over all of this isn't any of that, but it is, will Peter Seidler open up his checkbook? Will he just open up his checkbook and blow through the CBT? Because we can't have any of these discussions if Peter Seidler refuses to do that. Okay? By the way, Eric Hosmer hit 389 in April. He's hitting 255 in May. So, yeah. So, April Haas maybe was just a thing. Cano's 0 for his last 15 and 3 for his 28. I don't know, everybody. 255 in terrible, but yeah, but Sky, you remember how bad he was last year and he hit 267? Sky, for Hosmer not elevating the ball at all, for Hosmer's lack of extra base hits, Sky, Hosmer needs to be hitting 270, 280. Let's be real, Sky. And you felt in that ninth inning, that the team would start rallying again. You felt it. You felt that there was going to be a rally. And you never know. The New York Mets win games all the time with them being down 4 going into the ninth. You felt that the Padres were going to rally, and next thing you know, Eric Hosmer got into a game-ending double play. But listen, at the end of the day, he's still hitting over 300. I want to go back to one other thing related to the San Diego Padres. I really want to talk about Jurickson Profar. And again, guys, I'm very excited to be back in Los Angeles tomorrow. I'm going to be back at the Hog headquarters, so we're going to be back and alive on the great setup. But chat, let's take a look at this. I want to talk about Jurickson Profar. I'm telling y'all, Jurickson Profar has been the real deal as of late for the San Diego Padres. And y'all are saying, Hog, you're crazy. He would never opt out, huh? He would never opt out. I read this article yesterday, okay, related to Jurickson Profar. Let's take a look at it. It's called The Strange Case of Jurickson Profar. It's an MLB trade rumor special. And it's basically talking about how Profar's been inconsistent. But then when we go to Profar talking about this year, Profar's been good again. He's hitting 222, and that's before today. He's hitting 220, 233 after today, okay? His WRC plus is at 114, and he began today's action with a 1.2F war. Okay, let's take a look at Jurickson Profar. What's his war right now? Honestly, what's Profar's war? Is he even like a... Guys, Jurickson Profar's a 1.8 war player so far in 2022. I'm telling you, this was before today as well. I'm telling you, he's having a really good year for the San Diego Padres, and I would not be surprised if Profar opted out. There's still a lot of season left, but it's starting to seem as though he could be lining himself to opt out of the final year of his contract. He will be deciding between a $7.5 million player option for 2023 or a $1 million buyout. There's also a $10 million mutual for 24 with another $1 million buyout. If he were to take the buyout, he would only need to find $6 million in free agency to break even. And I'm telling you right now, Profar would find $6 million in free agency right now. Profar is creating runs right now for the Padres. He's getting on base. This guy is actually really important for the Padres. Dude, now he's okay again? Jerickson Profar the last 2-3 weeks has been incredible. What do you mean he's okay again, ADHD? ADHD, another thing. Even when he was slumping, even when Profar was slumping, he always was getting on base. I'm telling you, he was always getting on base, even though when he was slumping. Last 7 games, Profar is 5-for-23, 3 walks. I'm telling you, he just gets on base, guys. Again, continuing with the article. In addition to this, okay, by the way, from 2018 to the present, he has a 10% walk rate and 14% strikeout rate. The league-wide averages this year are 8% walk rate and 22% strikeout rate. But actually, Profar has a 14% walk rate prior to today's game, and the average is 8%. Despite some shaky defense in the past when he was bouncing all over the diamond, he seems to have settled into a nice home in left field, having played nowhere else this season. 2022 is his first significant time in left, logging 282 and a third inning, followed by 257. Nevertheless, everybody, it's difficult to tell who the real Profar is. It seems plausible that it could get more than $6 million in free agency given his relative youth and inherent athleticism. Even in a down year, he can still take walks, steal a few bases, hit a few homers. One would imagine his agent Boris would be likely be making that argument based on his reputation. By the way, Scott Boris is Profar's agent. Then again, if anyone can completely change the calculus in a hurry, it's Profar. Profar's an enigma. It's really tough to judge his play. We understand that he hit a lot of home runs early on in the year. We know that the power is drastically subsided. But Jerickson Profar just gets on base. Kim looks like a samurai at bat swinging a sword. Little racist, but I know what you're saying, Millers. In terms of like, yes, I totally get what you're saying. I don't get why Ha-Sung Kim swings at 2-0s way out the zone. But no players are consistent. I mean, Eric Hosmer, the best baseball player of all time, is slumping right now. Nevertheless, everybody, listen. The Padres are 30-18. Okay? The Padres are 30-18. If I were to ask you this, chat, we're 48 games in the season so far. How do you feel about the Padres? You think HSK is ass? I don't know where I stand with Ha-Sung Kim. Because, you know, he's been better. Amir, he's better this year. I'll tell you that. That's not saying much. But Kim, by the way, the Phillies tie it up. And I'll tell you this. Kim has been better this year. He's still really struggling to catch up to fastballs. But he's hitting 225 this year. He has 4 home runs. He's going to probably hit 230 this year with 15 home runs. Play plus defense. Yeah, I know, Sky. Phillies. Nevertheless, everybody, I don't really know at this point. Again, we are also on Apple Podcasts. We are also on Spotify. I do want to show you guys the link tree by the Hogster. Go ahead and give me a follow on Apple Podcasts, The Hog Watch, all right? Spotify, The Hog Watch, Twitter, Instagram. Join the Padres Discord. Chat, listen. Again, before we wrap it up, I'd be lying to you. Okay, cool. I'm glad. I'm Korean and don't take offense to that. Ha-Sung Kim looks like he's always swinging for the fences like an Asian boy. You make a good point, Chris. You know what, Chris, what it is with me with Kim is that he goes up 2-0. He goes up 2-0 in the count. He gets a running two-seamer like on his fist and he's swinging. And he's moving too much. It's almost like he's going to do a full 360 on one of his swings. He hit an Asian Voight. I love that. Chris, it seems like you're new to the channel, man. I hope you subscribe, buddy, and join the Hog Watch for year-round exclusive San Diego Padres content. We give you guys post-game live stream shows after every single San Diego Padres game. We are two subs away from 3,970, 4,000 subscribers. So close, guys. If we hit that by June 10th, we'll be giving away a Bill Chrismet jersey. Put the Discord in chat, please. I will put the Discord in the chat right now, man. I keep putting it. But here's the invite link to join the San Diego Padres Hog Watch Discord. We have 600 members in the Discord. When he hits bombs, they're so sexy, not going to lie. Yeah, I don't know, chat. You know, I don't know. It is what it is. Again, everybody, we heard from skipper Bob Melvin. The Padres are 30-18. A lot can be worse. But I'm telling you right now, I know Grisham hit a walk-off two-run blast yesterday. But the last week or so of Padres baseball has been really boring. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. It just feels like a slugfest, and they've been finding ways to win games at times, but it just feels like a slugfest. And we can talk about it right now. Steven Wilson, you know, unfortunate for the guy. He's such a great guy, and if you guys don't know, Steven Wilson's been on the channel many times. Great Padre. Steven Wilson doesn't have a problem getting to two strikes. Is that true, Sky? They haven't scored more than four runs since Monday. Oh yeah, that's true. No, they didn't even score four Monday versus the Brewers, Sky. They didn't even score four Monday against the Brewers. I mean, they scored three Monday against the Brewers. They scored four yesterday and Friday. When was the last the Padres haven't scored more than five runs in 8 days? The Padres haven't scored more than four runs in 8 days. By the way, it is what it is at this point. That's all I was going to say. It just doesn't feel right, guys. Padres baseball just doesn't feel right. So with Steven Wilson, does not have an issue getting the two strikes. But he doesn't have that bite and that tilt to the slider, and he doesn't overwhelm you with the gas. I mean, he hits 95, 96, but the biggest issue with him is that he hasn't been able to put batters away. And he got tormented by the Cardinals' order, whether it was Goldschmidt, Molina, Pujols. Pretty cool for him to face Albert Pujols. Nevertheless, everybody, listen, just a quick stream for Hog today. I hope we win tomorrow. We can be juicy. We can come back with a big-time post-game live stream show. I know we usually have 200-plus people in here. It's Memorial Day. People are with their families. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. I don't want to do too much of a long stream. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm so tired. I'm going to go back to Los Angeles tonight. And, guys, hey, keep the faith. By the way, everybody, we are introducing our YouTube membership this week. We're going to have member-exclusive videos. We're going to have a lot of cool things with the YouTube membership. We're going to have awesome Hog loyalty badges. We are also introducing merchandise to the channel very, very, very soon. You want to hear a how's it going? Listen, I'm not bringing out the how's it goings until, you know, it's validated. I brought it out yesterday, but it didn't even feel right yesterday. I want the Padres to win 10-0 tomorrow so I can go, how? You know what I'm saying? Padres fans, keep the faith. This has been brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. Smash the like button. And hey, 32 subscribers away. Tell your friends about the Hog Watch. I want to give away this Nabil Chrismet jersey at 4,000 subscribers. And if you have not as well, follow me on Instagram at the Hog Watch. Thank you guys so much for 600 followers. Join the San Diego Padres Hog Watch Discord. If you guys like podcasts, we are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are all around the globe. It's been your boy, Hog. Austin Eckler. Chargers podcast with Lorenzo Neal. New episode dropping tomorrow as well. And I'm signing out. Peace.